Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God Israel.
I thank Mr. Welch for that wonderful announcement. Welcome to Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast. Today I will talk about things that I have done. Things that I have done kind of bring you up to date on maybe to where I am now, where I am today. Okay, well, things I have done. The Bible asks the question, what hast thou done? Well, I have an answer to the question. One thing I have done, I have found out that the Bible is a law book. The Bible says, well, and this is what I have done. I have found the book of the law. I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. I found the Bible to be a law book. I was brought up thinking that it's a religious book because it's used in church. I also figured that God was a religious entity. Well, I don't believe that now. I believe just what I said a few moments ago, the Bible is a law book through and through, even though it is used in religion. Well, it's used in law also. People swear. They place a hand on the Bible, and they swear that they will tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. They swear on the Bible. The Bible is used in a court of law. So it is used in law. It is used in religion. What is it? it is a law book. Is it a religious book any at all? No, it is not a religious book at all. It is purely and solely a book of law. So that's the thing that I have found out. The book of the law, it has the law that has to do with God in it. People call it the Word of God, and that's right. It is the Word of God. The Bible contains the Word concerning God, the book of God, the book of the law, the book of law. And it's called that in the Bible. But it's never called a religious book in the Bible. Take this book of the law. That's what one scripture says. Take this book of the law. And that's exactly what I have done. I have taken that book of the law to myself. Okay, now, the Bible is a law book, but that's not all. The Bible is a workbook. It's a workbook. It has problems in it. The problems have to be solved. It calls for those problems in it to be solved. So, first, the problem must be identified. I have identified problems in the Bible. So, with me and to me, the Bible is a workbook. I don't read it for comfort. I have never studied it to be comforted. It's a workbook. I see problems in it, and I solve the problems that I find in it. It's a workbook. A workbook. Now, what things have I worked out of Bible content? Well, I have worked out the law of the curse. I've worked out the law of the curse. What is the law of the curse? The law of the curse is the papal law set down by the papacy, given to the Gentiles, carried out by the Gentiles against black people, people of Africa. We are told black people come from Africa. In that law of the curse, the papacy sets down objectives. Objectives. Okay, and the Gentiles have carried out those objectives. One objective, to invade the land of the black people. Another objective, to conquer them, defeat them militarily, take possession of them and all that they have, their land, resources, etc. Of course, in the taking of Africa and its inhabitants, many, many Africans were killed, but there was a remnant left. The Africans were taken into captivity by the Gentiles, alias white people. All of this is in the Bible. You can find these things in my document titled The Book of the Law of God, All Things to Demonstrate the Power of God. So the Gentiles defeated the black people militarily. They took the black people into captivity. They enslaved the black people, making them work without money. Just check the archives, Lawmaster's archives, if you want to know more about that law of the curse, what it is, what it did, its significance, etc. You can read that information in my book, The Book of the Law of God, All Things to Demonstrate the Power of God. The Great Scattering, enslavement of black people, the scattering of black people, taking black people from their land and scattering them about throughout the nation of the Gentiles. All as a result of the papal law of the curse against black people. And I mentioned the word objectives. The curse is, that's what the curse is. The papal curse is a set of objectives that were to be carried out, and they were carried out by the Gentiles, alias white people. Okay? That's a problem that I have solved using Bible content. I have produced the law, the papal law of the curse. The Bible, for me, has been and is a workbook. And I ask the question, why don't they teach that, the law of the curse, in the church world? Why don't they teach in the church world that the Bible is a law book? Why do they fool the people? Why do they continue to fool the people? Once upon a time, we could say, well, the Gentiles were, you know, you see black people, even as they were slaves, making them believe things that were not true. After emancipation, the emancipation of black people, to this very day, black people are yet deceived. They still, for the most part, believe the lies that the Gentiles have told them when they were held in captivity and slavery. Why don't they tell the truth in the church world? Why do they persist in telling lies to the people? Why do they insist on deceiving people? The Bible is not a religious book. It is a law. It is a workbook which I have found at my very house. Fulfilling the scripture, I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. The house of the Lord here is not the church. It is the house where the Lord lives. I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. And Gentiles continue the teaching of lies even after emancipation. And now the black people, for many, many years of emancipation, continue the teaching of the lie against their own people. Lies having to do with the Bible. Not telling the truth. If you want the truth, don't go to church to get it. Because you will not get the truth of Bible content from the church as it is today. You will get only lies. Okay? The church doctrine, the church is built upon lie, lie, lie. That's bad. That's very bad. But it's good to know that. It's good to have that knowledge. It's good not to be deceived. It is good to know the truth. Know the truth of Bible content. And that is possible for black people now. And all those who have been deceived, it is now possible that they may know the truth. By my word, you shall know the truth, because I deal with the truth of Bible content. I teach the truth of Bible content. And the truth which I find out, I do not conceal, but I present that truth, those truths, to the people in hope that they may see the light, as it were, and hear the truth, know the truth, walk in the truth, and not be deceived any longer. Why do they continue to teach the lies in the church? You do not go to the church. Do not go to the church to get the truth, because you will not get it from the church as it is today. Another thing I have found out is the law of Passover. The Bible is a workbook for me. The law of Passover is another thing that I have found in the Bible. The law of Passover. And the law of Passover is back of that which I said previously in this program, that the church teaches lies, lies, lies. They teach the lies on TV. They teach it on radio. They teach it on the internet. They teach it in every possible way they can. And as I said, black people now teach their own people the lies. The lies persist, and they have persisted from generation to generation up to this very day and time. The Passover law. In the Passover law, the Gentiles are instructed to be quiet on truth. To be quiet. To cast over truth. Pass over it. Disregard. Overlook. And that's what they do in the church world. They disregard truth. They overlook truth. And in so doing, they hide the truth. They keep truth hidden. The Passover law instructs them to pass over truth. The Passover law instructs them and gives them the authority, the Gentiles, that is, the authority to teach and speak lies. To teach and speak lies. Isn't that something that the church world, that the church is built upon lies? Who takes that serious? Who takes that seriously? Well, I do. I do. And I do not seek to hide the truth. I do not want to overlook truth in any way. But I want to know the truth. Three things. I found the book of the law in the house of the Lord, in my very own house. I have found from the content of the Authorized Version Bible the papal law of the curse against black people. All right. And let me say this. In that curse, there's a tag. Revelation chapter 18. In it, Revelation 18, a group of things that are bought and sold are given. And among those things that are bought and sold, we find the word slaves. Slaves. It is that passage there in Revelation 18 which gave the Gentiles the authority to buy and sell like people. I'm talking about things in the Bible. Things in the Bible. Yeah, that passage in Revelation dealing with things that are bought and sold is a law. It's a law in the form of a word picture. It gave the Gentiles the authority to buy and sell like people. And that is what they did with us. Mm-hmm. So I found the book of the law in the house of the Lord in my very own house. I have discovered the papal law of the curse. And three, I have found the Passover law. The Bible for me is a workbook. And, of course, you can read the papal law and the law of Passover from my document, the Book of the Law of God, All Things of Demonstrated Power of God. You can read those things line upon line. Now, you cannot do that with the Bible. In the Bible, you cannot read the law of the curse, neither can you read the law of Passover line upon line, line after line. But with my book, you can read those two laws line upon line. Okay? Found the book of the law. Discovered the papal law of the curse. Also discovered the papal Passover law or law of the Passover. Okay? Found that the church world does not teach the truth. Found that the book, the Bible, the Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version, is a law book, and it is not a religious book at all. Not at all. Okay? And as I said, these things are in response to the question asked me in the Bible, what hast thou done? So I've done those three things. Found the book of the law in my very own house. Discovered the law of Passover and discovered the law of the curse. Okay? What else have I done? Let me read this. This, all of it is good. This I want to read. Proverbs chapter 2. Maybe chapter 3. But here we go. Proverbs 2:5 says, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord. And here's what I have done right here. I have found the knowledge of God. So, I've found the Bible to be a law book. I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord in my very own house. I have discovered the law of Passover. I have discovered the law of the curse. And I have found the knowledge of God. That's exactly what I've done. Precisely. And it's all for the good of the people. Every bit of it for the good of the people. You know, I'm looking at this as I have my Bible open to Proverbs chapter 2, but I'm looking at something else across here, which says, we shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Isn't that what the Gentiles did? When they captured black people, when they held black people in captivity, they found all precious substance, you know, in the land, the resources, the valuable resources of the land of Africa. And they filled their houses with spoil, even with spoil of flesh and blood. Yes, they did. Okay, now back to Proverbs 2. Find the knowledge of God. As I said, that's a thing I have done. And I have found out that the Bible exalts a God not that you cannot see, not a God up in the sky somewhere, but it exalts a God having flesh and blood. It calls the individual God, it calls the individual God throughout the Bible itself. And it's talking to a human being that is calling God, that it is calling Lord. It's talking to a human being. And it's telling this human being to do certain things. And guess what? The human being does those things that the Bible instructs him to do. But they call the individual God. They call the individual Lord. I have found the knowledge of God. To the end, the mystery of God is finished. I know, the Bible also asked me, what can I know? Well, I can know that the God the Bible talks to and talks about is a human being. As the Bible says, and this is true about me, a spirit does not have flesh and bones as you may see I have. You know, you may not have seen me, but you hear my voice. And you know that I am not a spirit. But you know that this is the voice coming from a human being. And you don't even think about that. You just know that. But this human being has found the knowledge of God. And, well, just let me say that. Let me read this little statement, but starting with Proverbs chapter 1. My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide thy commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding, that is work. That is work. When you incline your ear to wisdom, or when I incline my ear to wisdom, and apply my heart to understanding. You're talking about tons and tons of work. That was and still is work to me. So that thou incline thine ear to wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding, yea, if thou criest after knowledge, and liftest up thy voice for understanding. I lift up my voice in support of the understanding that I have gained from my scrutiny and analysis of Bible content. I lift up my voice. I speak out concerning it. If thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, I have found hidden treasures. If thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord. And here we go. And find the knowledge of God. I have found that knowledge, and I'm happy because of it. And I put forth that knowledge to and for the people. Scripture continues, for the Lord is wisdom. Keep that in mind. The Lord is with them. A simple statement, but a true statement. You want wisdom? I said before, don't go to church to get it. Because you want it. The church does not teach the truth. And I think the church doesn't even want the truth. The Lord gives wisdom. And here again, this Lord speaks of a human being. A formal state, mankind. God in human form. God. Things I have done. Found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. Found the Bible to be, the Authorized Version Bible to be a book of law. Discovered the papal law, the curse. Discover the law of Passover and found the knowledge of God. Think I have done. Found the knowledge of God. The Lord deals with them. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He lays up sound with them for the righteous. Now, Romans 3 says this. And I want to turn to it to make sure I'm saying what the book is saying. Romans 3 says, there is none righteous, no, not one. But the scriptures do say God is righteous, the Lord is righteous. Deuteronomy 32. Says this about the Lord, that the Lord is a God of truth and without iniquity. Just and right is he. The Lord gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. Proverbs chapter 2. It said in Proverbs chapter 7, he lays up sound wisdom for the righteous. verse 10, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. But the Lord is righteous. He is altogether lovely. Just and right is reading, continuing in Romans, it says, there is none that understands. Do you understand Bible study? Or do you take exception to that statement, which says, there is none that understands? Where are you? There is none righteous, no, not one. The Lord is one, and he is righteous. The Bible law declares God to be just and right, altogether lovely, without sin and iniquity. That is the Lord. And this Lord is a human being. As I said, a spirit has not flesh and blood, as you can know that fact. I'm made of flesh and blood. But a spirit, the Bible says, does not have flesh and blood. So, a description of God, Deuteronomy 32, verse 4. He is a God of truth. He has truth. He knows the truth of Bible content. And he is without iniquity. God cannot be charged with sin. God cannot be charged with the commission of a crime. He is without iniquity, just and right. Is he? What does the Lord say about it? He is declared to be just and right. The Lord God of Israel is just and right. A God of truth and without iniquity. That is the Lord God of Israel. Things I have done. And then for all the things I've done, the Bible declares me to be righteous. I have sought truth. I have found truth in the authorized version of the book. The book of the law. Okay, what have I done? I have come to an understanding that we are living in the day of God. That in this very day and time in which we live right now is the day when God is present on the earth, the God that the Bible talks about, the God that the Bible exalts. He is alive and present. He is speaking right now. He is a God of truth, a God having truth, a God knowing the truth, a God dispensing the truth. He is a God of truth, and without iniquity, just and right is he. Yes, so I found that we are living in the day of God, that God is present on the earth today, even and I have accepted it. I have received it, and I have opened it. I have scrutinized it, examined it, analyzed it, its content. I have taken the book of the law and worked out its problems. That's what I have done. Take this book of the law. It doesn't say take this book of religion. It says take this book of the law. And as I said, that is an offering which I have accepted. To this end here, Exodus, that's the key, chapter 18. Take this book of the law, and thou shalt teach, Exodus 18, verse 20, and thou shalt teach them ordinances and law, and shalt show them the way wherein they must walk, and the work that they must do. To show them the way, the people and the Gentiles, the way wherein they must walk, and the work that they must do. Now, of course, this primarily speaks of the Gentiles. The Gentiles are under the law of God. They are under the law that has to do with God. And that's what I do today. I show them, the Gentiles, alias white people, the way where they must walk and the work that they must do. Okay. The next verse, Exodus 18:21. Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men that could fear God, men of truth, men having truth, men characterized by truth, men such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness. Okay, there's a statement in Deuteronomy 28. Let's see here in Deuteronomy 28. I say the Bible is a workbook. It's a law book to me. It is a workbook to me. Deuteronomy 29:29 says, the secret things belong to the Lord our God. But those things which are revealed belong to us, the people, the Gentiles. The people and the Gentiles. Gentiles, alias white. The secret things belong unto the Lord. What secret things? Where are the secret things found? And what do the secret things concern themselves with? The secret things belong unto the Lord. What did I say? They have offered me the Bible, the content of the Authorized Version Bible, saying, take this book of the law, which I have taken. which I have found secret things within, and which I have exposed its secrets, and do continue to expose the secrets found within its pages of the Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version. I have taken the book of the law, and I have found problems in it, and I have solved those problems. Why? Because the book of the law, the set containing the secret thing, belongs to the Lord. That's what Deuteronomy just said. Deuteronomy 29:29. The secret things belong to the Lord. He can expose them if he wants to. And that's what I have done. And that's what I do. I expose the secrets of the Authorized Version Bible. The secrets such as the Bible is a law book, and it is not a religious book in any way or at all. I have exposed the papal law of the curse against African people. I have exposed the law of Passover. I have found out the secret thing. Those were secret things. The knowledge that the Bible is a law book, the law, the papal law, the priest, the papal law, Passover, all of those are secret things. Secret things. The secret things the Bible says belong to me. Take this book of the law, which I have taken to myself. The book of the secret things belong to you, to me, to God, the Lord. We are living in the day of the Lord. We are living in the day of God. Romans 3, verse 7 says, "For if the truth of God..." Now, what does truth, I mean, what does the word of mean? Does it mean the truth coming from God? Does it mean the truth about God? Does it mean the truth belonging to God? The word of, the truth of God. It can mean, it means all three of them. Because I deal with the truth of God, the truth coming from God. I deal with the truth concerning God. And I deal with the truth belonging to God. I was just speaking on the truth belonging to God. What is that with the truth that belongs to God? The secret things belong to the Lord, our God. But those things that are revealed belong to us, the people, the Gentiles, and to our children forever. Okay? The covenant. What have I done? I have discovered the covenant existing between the old Lord and the Gentiles, the covenant. The covenant. In the covenant, the Gentiles say that they will obey the voice of the Lord. They say whether it is evil or whether it is good, they will obey. They have promised to obey the word of the Lord. And now saying to the people, the Lord is saying, hear my voice. Hear my voice. Receive my word. Because secret things belong to the Lord, but those things that are revealed belong to you, the people. And your children. It just doesn't stop with you. It goes on. This is a continuous thing. The things that God reveals belong to you, to your children, forever. Talking about things I have done. Answering the question asked in the Bible. What have thou done? I'm also asked, what canst thou know? Well, I can know the truth. I can know the truth of God because I have found the knowledge of God. I can know that the Bible, the authorized word, Bible, is the wrong book because I have found it. Thing I have done. And if you notice, when I speak of things I have done, I also speak of things the Gentiles have done. I said the Gentiles have, at the word of the papacy, invaded Africa, conquered its inhabitants, taken its inhabitants into captivity, scattering black people, selling and trade black people. In talking about what I have done, I talk also about what the Gentiles have done. So there's balance. There is balance. I'm not just talking about myself. But I tell you what the Gentiles have done. That's in the Bible. You say, well, I know that slavery existed, that black people were slaves to the Gentiles, alias white people. But did you know that so much of that information is in the Bible? One day I did not know that. I know it now because I found it to be so. In my scrutiny and analysis of Bible content, I found that there is much information regarding the Gentile enslavement and scattering of black people in the Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version. Much, much information. Check Lawmaster's archives. Look for keywords like slavery or, you know, anything. Just look, listen to all of the archives. But yes, I said one key word would be slavery. You know? And anything having to do with slavery. Check the archives. And you know, you may know for yourself the truth of Bible content. Because it is available now. What have I done? I have made the truth of Bible content available. I've made it available. Because before I came, it wasn't available. There is no way, no store you could go to and say, let me buy this book because it contains the truth of Bible content. It contains the truth of the Authorized Version of the Bible, and I can read the secret thing line upon line and upon line. There is no way you could go to get it before I came. Now it's available through me. It's available through truth. Is truth of Bible content is now available through me, right? And my words. So I have found the Bible of all 44:21 says, shall not God search this out? Remember, I have been presented with Bible content. They said, take this book of the law. I have taken it. And they asked the question, shall not God search this out? What? Shall not God search this book out? This book of the law, the authorized word of God, which they have presented to him. The Gentiles have presented. Yes, and that's what I have done. I have searched out Bible content. Searched out the truth of Bible content. For he knows the secret of the heart. Remember, the secret things belong to the Lord. He knows the secrets of the heart of the authorized version Bible. He knows. He had studied, he had scrutinized, he had labored, he had analyzed, he had examined Bible content for your good, for your knowledge, that you may know the truth of Bible content. Not any longer be defeated by the enemy. Things I have done. I have spoken today about things I have done. I have also spoken today about things the Gentiles have done. Gentiles failing us white. And this hour is about us. But they say to me in Scripture, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. Gird thy sword upon thy thigh, O most mighty, with thy glory and thy majesty. I have found out that they talk to me in Bible content. I have found out that Bible content speaks directly to me. What have I done? That's what I've done. I have found that out. I have found out that Bible content talks about me, as it does here in Psalm 44, verse 21. Shall not God search them? He knows the secrets of the heart. It's talking about me. That's what I have done. I have found that out. That Bible content speaks directly. It speaks to me, and it speaks about me. And I just read a statement where they speak to me. Psalm 45, verse 6, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The same God has searched out Bible content. The same God has searched out truth about content. He has found the knowledge of God. He has found that Scripture speaks to him directly. This statement speaks to me, bless me, O God, and to my cause. Psalm 44, what? Speaking directly to me. We have heard with our ears, O God. Our fathers have told us what work thou didst in their days, in the times of old. It speaks about me. Scripture speaks about me. Psalm 45:11 saying, to you, the people, the Gentiles, he is thy Lord, and worship thou him. What have I found? I found that Bible content speaks to me, calling me Lord God. Bible content speaks to the people, telling them about this Lord and God. Saying to the Gentiles and the people, he is thy Lord, and worship thou him. I have found the knowledge of God. Talking to me, Scripture talking to me, Psalm 44:23. Awake, why sleepest thou, O Lord? And I awoke. And the Bible does say that also, that God awoke. He's commanded to wake up. And it says he awoke. And it's true, because I have awakened him. And now I am awake. I'm awake to Scripture. I am awake to it. What have I done? I have found out the truth of Bible content. I labor with Bible content. I told you, the Bible is content. It's filled with problems. And I work those problems out. I identify the problem. Then I work out the problem. I identify and work out. That's what I do. Using Bible content, I identify problems and work them out. And not necessarily in that order. Not necessarily in that order. But that's what I do. Okay. That's the program for today. Join me again next week at the appointed time.